got a big one planned for tomorrow.
All right, it's almost 6 o'clock here on the Hardline, and we are live from Radio Row here at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And I did want to correct myself on a mistake that was made earlier today, in which we were trying to speculate why Tracy Chapman stopped touring, and my assumption was that she got tired of playing one song and then walking off the stage.
No, that wasn't quite it, Corby.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
She had two. She had Gimme One Reason and Fast Car.
She had eight albums.
But two
just
songs.
Just because you heard two doesn't mean she didn't have like 80 songs.
Yeah.
I think she got tired, from what I understand, she got tired of the limelight and hearing comments like that, so decided not to put up with a bunch of bullshit and walked away in 2009.
Well, here comes Luke Combs supporter George Dunham now.
Yeah, I think I'm supporting Tracy Chapman there.
No, this is all about Luke Combs to you.
He ain't bad.
Did you see that performance last night?
I did.
Thought it was dope.
Oh, boy. It was a tearjerker.
It was dope AF.
It was pretty dope.
It was great.
It was dope. You talking like Jack now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do kind of similar viewpoints on things. Kind of a
I enjoyed you rolling
young man's
out
view of the world.
AF this morning. Jeez. I had my lighter out.
You have to always be evolving.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
Thanks, I thought bro. She looked great, though.
Yeah.
She looked incredible.
Age much. Yeah.
She looked the same, just her hair was a little salt and pepper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe Black Luke girl, Combs right? will give her the kick in the pants that her career needs, and she'll come back out on tour.
I don't think she cares anymore.
She shouldn't be kicking women in the pants, Corby.
What kind of money is she worth?
It's really none of your business.
Oh, it's all of my business.
I don't know.
Okay, Craig's really
I would
good
think a lot
this.
More after this year. I think the resurgence of that song, she probably did pretty well this year.
According to CelebrityNetWorth.com?
I'm going to say
$2 million.
$14
million. No, $2
million. Anybody if else want to play?
I go 8.
20.
5.
250,000.
A quarter.
The winner is Bob. $6 million.
Way to go, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
And rising after
I wonder if they've
today.
Updated that. Even after last night, I saw that was the number one song on iTunes.
Her today. Song.
Mm-hmm. Her version of it.
Yeah. They got sick of Luke's version of it.
So she remade Luke Combs' song.
Already.
Yeah. She covered Luke Combs.
I guess so.
What do you think that's worth? One day shooting up to number one in the iTunes store.
I don't know. What's a third of a penny times whatever it was, 6 million?
How many country music knotheads were watching that last night going, hey, who's that girl up there on with
why
Luke?
Why does he have her up there messing that song up?
Yeah, why does she get to do that? That's his song.
How come she started it? He should start it.
Yeah, it's his song.
Yeah, maybe give her a verse, but
have
not
you guys
started.
Met Secede Man and Secede Man Jr.?
You mean our governor or somebody on this show?
Are you talking crap about our governor?
No, yeah. I just thought he was.
Did you see that
man.
Grammy last night?
Maybe you should get
Texas
out of here.
Needs to leave the union because of what that girl did to Luke Combs' song.
It's not even from Texas.
Well, we have a third member of our
Secede Man Jr.
We now are Secede Men.
Yes. Yeah, we're.
Get on there and mess that song up, that good American anthem.
Now, Junior,
about
Junior.
Mustangs and Corvettes and all
Apple
kinds
pie.
Of great cars.
Junior may not know this, but we're gay.
This is such a left turn.
For each other.
No.
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 We've made it clear.
We're just too gay for America.
Yeah. But we do want to secede.
God.
All right.
Look at Bob.
Shoot
so regretting his decision of a couple of years ago.
And tonight, we're going to ask several football players if they, too, would like to join our secession movement.
You're not
that asking. Should go well.
Are you not asking any girls if they want to secede? It's an all-male secession?
Well, we're hoping to find some more gay people that we can hang out with to secede with.
Homosexuals.
Gay.
Well, this seems really half-baked.
No. Really?
We're hashing out the character lives.
Oh, y'all didn't have a big writing session on this today?
Well, actually, we did. This is as far as we got.
Yeah.
Your hearing the product of it now. What else are you doing, in secession guy?
It's really going to be confusing, though, because like when we're with the Chiefs, which state is seceding? Kansas or Missouri? Or we just want them both gone?
Right. Every Missouri state in the Union ought to secede.
Missouri needs to make up their mind.
And form their own nation.
Which state you think has more gays?
All of them.
Well, San Francisco.
No, between Kansas and Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Your facial expressions are getting weird.
Why are you getting buck teeth?
I don't know.
Jeez.
It's just how I look when I'm gay.
All right, so.
Okay.
You.
So that part's over.
So yeah. The show man is over. Scene.
Okay. We're putting down a little grocery store conveyor belt divider.
Our Super Bowl preview.
That was immense. Yeah.
When are y'all replaying that segment? Just want to mark it down.
Probably like
probably the top 10.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You can earmark it though for like 5:30 tomorrow.
All right, cool. Yeah. 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 Yo, is that okay with you guys if we can replay it?
Yeah. Secede men.
Jeez, it's horrible.
They don't really have much.
No, they don't.
No.
But we're horny for sex. With men. All right, Dave. Explain your road trip.
Okay, so.
Well, you may not have to explain where you're going. But.
Yeah, well, it's fine. We had some free time this morning after we got our credentials and we had a lovely breakfast with June's. And so I decided to take a cab to a place that dispenses things.
Oh.
Bingo.
That are legal here in Nevada.
Just yes, absolutely.
And
nothing
so
wrong with that.
As I was riding in my cab, I realized that I was with an extremely opinionated cab driver.
Uh-oh. Mm.
And so I scrambled to hit record on my voice memo and then tried to engage him in conversation. Turns out he's very skeptical of Taylor Swift. He thinks there's no way that she could be as sweet as she seems. And then he proceeded to talk about how much he hates Las Vegas and all tourists. So
as you're in his cab.
As I'm riding in his cab. And then when we got there, he offered to wait in the parking lot for me and give me a ride back. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm probably going to take my time. Maybe just, you know, hang out for a while. So you can just go ahead and go.
No, wait.
No, wait, man. It's fine. So see if you would have stuck around and waited for a return trip with this guy. On the ticket.
Okay.
Are they playing it back there, Dave?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
Guys, an asshole, 50 guys she dated. Can't possibly be her, of course. I don't like that attitude. You got to assume some culpability, responsibility, or blame, whatever you want to call it.
So it's an act, you're saying?
Dude, I'm 60 years old, yes. Yes, it's an act. Nobody's that sweet, man. If you've got sisters, I guarantee you they've had sex. But you don't want to think about it. My buddy has six sisters. He's a big bodybuilder. He said, Mike, my sisters are f***ing guys. Said, yeah.
Wait, yeah. What's his claim? What's going
she
on
She can't
here?
Be that sweet.
Yeah.
Like she's really into sex?
Yeah, that it's in that it's an act and that she has dated like 50 guys and she's kind of a slut and that it was all her fault. That those relationships ended.
Okay. And he's 60 years old and he's got a brother.
Yeah, he's seen it all.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right.
My sisters are f***ing guys. Yeah. I said, can't beat them all up, Mike. Not all of them. I said, they're grown ass women. They know what they're doing.
So, how long do you think she made Kelsey wait?
Oh, you think he's already got it?
Oh, hell yeah.
I just can't believe she's that innocent. I'd love to find out, like, Vince McMahon's gonna go down all this shit in WWE. You heard about his trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see people crumble like that. Just brought to their knees and destroyed. Like I told somebody, how can you be so smart business-wise, but stupid in common sense? How can you have that kind of money and power and girls when you're married? Why would you do that? It's only gonna end badly.
Well, not just doing that, but pooping on him.
Yeah, pimping him and filming it, writing it down. He's writing it down as a permanent message. You erased it. Guess what? It's still out there. I found it out when I had my phone transferred from Apple to Android. And I thought it was a year gone. I'll never retrieve it. I said, we got it. All your stuff is saved to the whatever you call it.
Seems real hip on technology.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. They had this Super Bowl at the alleged paradise, and it's going to be worse than Seattle now. This is going to be a cluster.
Jeez.
I love it. I love the irony.
You love chaos, it sounds like.
What's that?
You love chaos, it sounds like.
Well, I just don't like Vegas. I know what's really here. Like, you're a tourist. You see the good. You don't know what's really here. You don't know how we suffer for your happiness. It's really bad.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. People wonder why the, what do you call it, the morale, the workers' morale is low here. I said, holy f***. It's called a right to fire state. They could fire you for no reason at all, and you can't do nothing about it. See, there, I had to go through that intersection to get some coffee. At least I barely made it. I'm not going to make it tomorrow. We're going to have to go without coffee. Look, they already closed. They closed two lanes already. Look at that.
Dang.
They already closed two lanes. By tomorrow, it's going to be impassable.
Flooding on the street.
We have no drains. Never seen a drain here in the valley.
Seems like an oversight.
Yeah. Maybe they spent $500 million on the Formula One. Maybe they could have put in drains. Oh, wait a minute. That would make sense. Let it go.
All right, man. I appreciate the reco.
How are you going to get back? Let me wait for you.
I'm going to take my time. I'll get a ride.
I'm going to go ahead and kill myself.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be hard to get a cab. You got to get a nap, I'll get you.
Okay.
Still, I'm good.
I mean, if you're like 20 minutes, I'll just take a little nap and wait for you. I won't even charge you. I'll just take a nap out here. How long are you going to be?
I don't know. 23 minutes.
Well, you want me to wait or no?
God. No, go ahead and go on with your day, man.
Oh, it's not like I'm going to get another ride. That's what I'm trying to say. So you plan to take an Uber
Look.
Lift, so I don't need to wait?
Yeah, I'll take
okay.
it.
Okay, say that. Yeah.
Look, I'll take my pants off.
I'm going to get my joint that they give us. Now I'll give us something to drop them off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, gotta go.
What if I...
How about my junk all over your face? How does that sound?
Yeah, I'll wait 20 minutes and get all lubed up.
Man, what a depressing ride.
God.
That guy makes me so nervous.
I was seriously nervous.
What if I kill you right now?
Like he would do. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I will. I'm just saying
if I
get it.
You're the devil. You're the tourist that comes in here and ruins our lives.
I love human suffering.
I do.
It's basically what he said.
So I'd just like to stay out here and wait till you're done.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with rideshare where you can see their star rating.
Right. Ah, that's awesome. Man. All right, Dave.
Well, anyway, who do you think was going to win?
God, your intestines look good around my neck. Jeez.
Anyway, you want me to stay?
Anyway, I can hang out. I can grab a cup of coffee or something.
I'll just take a nap and dream about how I'm going to kill you.
Only 20 minutes.
You know how beautiful your head would look when it explodes?
I could push the cart for you when you're in there. Community Quick Hits next.
Community Quick Hits.
So Lando, are they dropping the Thursday night opener for the Friday night opener, or are they doing both?
So the season will start on that Friday.
Huh. In Brazil.
So you're talking about the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah. Next September, we have a Friday night opener.
September 5th.
Weird.
And they're talking like Friday. It's somebody at Eagles.
Correct.
In Sao Paulo. All right, Community Quick Hits time before Dave has to leave a little early here to go catch the bus, and we will be following. But it's brought to you by
Mark Spain Real Estate and DFWSecurity.com.
Dave.
All right, we have a couple of updates on Community Quick Hits stories. This one from last week, if you remember, on Friday, we had the story of the stolen car that was in a high-speed chase.
Yep.
So it was 2 a.m. on Thursday, early Friday morning, and police in Irving spotted a stolen car. The driver refused to pull over, and led officers on a chase into downtown Dallas. And then the stolen vehicle was going on the ramp from 35 to Woodall Rogers, the Mixmaster ramp that goes up towards the Reunion Tower Ball.
Took a Thelma and Louise right off it.
Yeah, before curving around. And so you can see the we don't know the rate of speed that they were traveling, but they were going really fast because the police officer was traveling a fair distance behind. But in the dash cam video, you can see way up ahead that sparks fly as the vehicle hits the wall and starts scraping the wall, and then it launches over the wall and then hits the ground below and bursts into flames. So they have identified the four victims who were in the vehicle and see if they want a do-over on that, as they were 21-year-old Sabria Lacey, 21-year-old Anthony Lisbon, 22-year-old Diavion Aubert, and 21-year-old Robert Gowans Jr.
God.
So all early 20s, I'm going to live forever, let's steal this car and go for a joyride, and next thing you know, they're going over the edge and falling hundreds of feet to their death.
At 21.
Yeah. Dude,
was it worth it?
Not worth it.
That's a tough way to go out, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to steal cars anymore.
And we also, I don't think we actually got to this on Community Quick Hits, but you may have heard the story of the 23-year-old from North Carolina, Logan Timothy James, who stole a plane from the ATP flight school in Addison.
Yeah.
Back in January. This was on January 24th. And so it was a Cessna 172. And so he, and I think he was a flight student. So he knew how to fly, and he knew how to get into the hangar where the planes were.
A real key when you're stealing a plane.
Right. So
I don't even know what's going on in here.
What does this one do?
So he steals the plane on January 24th, and he flew about 9 miles. I'm sorry. He flew, I guess, about an hour and a half, but he was flying north towards the Red River. And he was about 9 miles northeast of Telephone, Texas, about to cross into Oklahoma when he nosedived the plane and died from blunt force injuries. And according to the Fannin County Justice of the Peace, his manner of death was ruled a suicide.
Really?
Wasn't there some creepy radio communication back to the tower before that?
I don't remember.
I feel like he sort of
made his intentions
declared
known
to the tower, and then the radio went silent, and he carried out his plan. And that was a super creepy story to happen upon.
So did he cross the Red?
No, he ended up in Fannin County, so this side of the Red.
Okay.
Or the Texas side of the Red. We have really disturbing news out of Fort Worth, as Dr. Phil is about to launch his new cable network, Merritt Street Media.
That's right.
And so the network is anchored by Dr. Phil's new show, Dr. Phil Primetime. So he has taken over a studio out there in the Alliance Airport development, and he is partnering with Trinity Broadcasting Network to launch Merritt Street at the end of the month. And starting February 26th, a show that will air before Dr. Phil Primetime at 5 p.m. every day,
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
No way.
They are teaming up.
She's back?
Yes.
Where's she been? What happened to Nance?
I have no idea.
She fired?
But she says that she's going to deliver closure and justice to families still grappling with the pain of unresolved tragedies.
Well, how does she know that?
A turd in his pocket.
And Dr. Phil called her an unmatched expert and legend in the field. She's a longtime friend, which makes her joining Merritt Street even more special.
What is her specialty? What field is it? Is she some sort of investigator? Is she a journalist?
She would always hang her hat on, like, the kind of the unsolved mystery type cases, like the kidnapping victim that's disappeared, or
yeah. So it's like Scooby-Doo for grown-ups.
Yes.
Scooby-Doo.
She loves true crime. All right, let's end with something happy.
Love it.
We all know that the Fort Worth Stock Show just ended.
Yeah,
this past weekend.
Sayonara,
and, yes, we made our annual appearance out there. Well, this year's champion steer was named Leadfoot. He is just over 1,300 pounds. He's a European cross. That's his breed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was named the grand champion steer. And Saturday morning, this past Saturday, sold at auction to a Fort Worth-based insurance and financial services broker, Higginbotham, who bought Leadfoot for $340,000. And Leadfoot was raised by a 17-year-old at the Dallam County 4-H Club, Ellie Besner. And so all of that $340,000 goes to Ellie.
That's awesome. So when you sell a specimen like this, are you doing it for breeding purposes, or are you doing it to eat?
I don't think you would spend that much.
That's not a real question.
I don't think you would spend that much on a steer if you're just going to chop it up.
Just eat it.
Get some scrambled
just
eggs.
Just take a chainsaw to its neck right after the gavel goes down.
Is Ellie standing there staring at it?
Yeah, she's holding her little baby steer.
Just blood everywhere all
just
over.
Just shoots across her face, knocks off her cowboy hat. No, I don't. I think it is for breeding purposes. So it did not. It did not quite hit the record that was set last year. Last year's champion steer was Snoop Dogg, who sold for $440,000.
Yeah. Well, first off, I don't want any more European steers. All right, let's keep them steers Texas born, Texas made.
Are you asking the steers to secede with you?
Yep.
We only want gay steers.
Well, that's not going to work.
Texas steers. No European gays.
They're probably more gay, but we don't want them.
No, we want to keep our gay steers Texas born and bred.
I don't think you understand breeding.
All right, that's good stuff.